It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game.
You ready to unload on me?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Spadoni in for Steiny alongside Daryl the Guru Johnson.
What is this, Black Sabbath?
This is Motorhead. This is actually an intro song for a WWE wrestler. Can you guess it? What wrestler? Is this their intro song?
I hate wrestling, but Hulk Hogan.
No. He's now like the
Undertaker.
No, he's like the president now. He's like taking over for Vince McMahon. He's
Andre
like
the Giant.
No, he's been dead for like 30 years.
Dude, that was my dad. We loved us. That smile he had.
Yeah.
Anybody want a peanut?
I just hate that grown men think it's real.
No one thinks it's real. It's scripted. There's a difference, Guru.
I better be careful.
Did you watch the documentary, by the way, the Vince McMahon doc on Netflix?
Steiny recommended it. I'm like, oh.
Horrible human being. Good God, that guy is horrible.
And why are those the ones that get chosen to, hey, let's make a doc about a guy that might not, or a gal that might not have been the best.
It's the same reason we're interested in like the Menendez Brothers docs and all that other stuff.
Dude, I watched that one.
Yeah, that one's interesting. Well, they might get out.
There's a gray area. Let me stop.
Yeah.
And the boss and I got into it while you were gone.
Oh, what happened?
So we had a system issue with the maybe fire alarm going off. And he comes in here glowing, raving about how professional you were. And I'm sitting there looking like he knows I was half the decision to play the sound. I didn't tell it, though. I just looked at him like, but yeah, you got the award for thinking on your feet. Didn't even give me no credit, but it's all good.
Well, there's a difference for me.
I didn't do anything either.
There's the A chair. And there's the B chair.
Are you going baby Steiny?
I'm just, you know, there's differences here. I'm kidding, Goo. Yeah. We're having a great time. We're flying by today, bro. Yeah. And that's, by the way, Triple H is the answer there. Triple H, Hunter Hearst Helmsley. That's the wrestler. Actually married to Stephanie McMahon, the daughter of Vince McMahon. So there you go. The more you know. All guests on 95.7 The Game Guru appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? Tim Roy going to be joining us at 1 o'clock.
How happy is he these games?
Are you kidding me? Well, I don't know how happy he's in Cleveland. I don't know if there's much to do there.
Drew Carey is from Cleveland. Put some respect on it. Drew Carey.
That's the one guy?
Yeah,
Drew Carey?
And LeBron and Steph, born in Akron, hospital.
That's not Cleveland, though. Yeah. They claim Cleveland. That's not. It's Akron. But this is going to be fun. Like, I'm not. Cleveland's great. Does anyone really think they're going to be there when it's all said and done, though? The Cavs?
Wake me up when they do.
Donovan Mitchell. No doubt. Come on. It's a nice story, yeah. But I'm not a believer in that team. Jared Allen, although they did just destroy the Los Angeles Lakers.
But that's what makes LeBron so incredible. Dude went back and delivered the first chip, man.
It's pretty incredible. I'm going to say LeBron at 39 dropped 39 the other day in Cleveland, too.
Oh, his son in the G League.
Hey, Bronny.
And it's sold out. I don't care. That's where he's supposed to be.
Well,
he might not even should be. I'm going to quit hating.
We'll get into the Warriors here in a second, but real quick on Bronny, I guess what they're doing is just when they're in L.A., he's going to be doing G League games. When they go on the road, he'll rejoin the team.
Are you kidding me?
No, that's what they said. Do you don't like that?
No, I just, yeah.
Nepotism?
If it were Donovan, Lil Daryl, or Milan, or Lil Benny, or Nora, we would like
Let's get Lil Daryl here on the mic. It'd be the same thing. He could be on nights and weekends.
Yeah.
That's the same thing, right?
He's just so, you don't, yeah.
It's whatever. I don't, you know what?
He's an introvert. My son, like.
I met him.
Yeah,
handsome guy. Got great hairline. Got the hairline at the Pops, though.
Yeah, but why not? Yeah. He's not a rapper. My oldest
is spitting. He's not a rapper. Yeah. There you go.
My oldest is spitting.
This Warriors team, Goo, and we can get back into the 49ers a little bit later, but this Warriors team right now has given this Dub Nation believes in this team, and the strength in numbers is back. But is this depth something that they can rely on throughout the whole season? Like, there's part of me that wants to believe in this team, kind of like the X-Files. I want to believe in the Golden State Warriors. I want to believe what this thing is, this thing that's happening is sustainable. because of the defense, because of the buy-in from Buddy Hield, because of Draymond Green, and we'll wait and see if Draymond ever wants to say, I know Bonte keeps saying a champion of change. We'll see.
Right now it is.
We'll see. All right. As I go, Zach Taylor, we'll see with Draymond, but right now everything's going well. Steph is looking like Steph. It's been impressive, and they're going to get D'Anthony Melton back sooner rather than later. But is this sustainable, what they are doing right now, Guru?
I'm going to tell you, and a new leaf for me, I don't have the answer to your question, son. Is it sustainable? But I'm going to enjoy the hell out of it. And why I do believe it is simple. You got a system. You got a trifecta of guys between Draymond, Coach Kerr, and Steph that have four championships. They know how to do it. So shout out to the old rap group Run DMC. They had a hit song, Hard Times. Last season was hard times for the Warriors and Warrior fans. No playoffs. And we're wondering what's up with Steph. And like a magician, what does he do? Go to Vegas and say, hey, look. Things change quickly in the NBA, and maybe he was talking about this Warriors season, but right now, Spadoni, I don't know if it's going to last, but I'm going to tell you this. League, be on alert, because right now it looks like it's legit. You got guys that are moving their feet, playing defense, they're bought in. You've replaced Klay with maybe a better Klay. That's shade, because I love Klay. Buddy Hield shooting 50% from deep. Of course, that's going to come down. But my bigger point to you, and I want to shake you when I say it to you, Spadoni, is why did I think Wendy, who I think has no agenda, but guys in the national media.
Brian Windhorst.
Yeah, thank
ESPN.
You. I felt like he brought that trade scenario thing back up to kind of throw some water on the Warrior fire and everybody being juiced about where can this go?
This is the sound you're alluding to. Brian Windhorst yesterday on First Take ESPN.
They may not want to do anything with this roster because it's so good, but the Warriors are the biggest candidate in my mind to make a big trade. Mm. They tried to trade for LeBron James last trade deadline. I know it was one of the most amazing stories that Woj and Ramona reported all last year was that trade talks went down. Okay, that didn't happen. Then they tried to trade for Paul George. Then they tried to trade for Lauri Markkanen. And this is a team that's got an itchy trigger finger trying to make a big deal. All of these players' value are increasing as this happens. Now, they may not want to touch what they've got going, but this team has its draft picks going forward. They have all these guys. They've lowered their payroll by $50 million.
Damn.
I think you take that as a compliment, saying this team has been playing so
well
right now.
You know what? I'm going to back off.
This team has so many assets right now that, yeah, they are primed to make a trade if they need to. Right now, it's so damn early. No one's trading anyone right now. Like, I know everyone's, the Bucks, Giannis, all that sort of stuff. I'll wait and see with Giannis and all that whole situation. And also, a part of me, to your point, is going to take a step back. When's the last time you traded for a disgruntled superstar and it worked?
Right, no doubt about it.
Anthony Davis with the Lakers? But that took a pandemic.
Yeah.
So, like, there's a part of me where it says, back up. Hey, we just saw a team in the Boston Celtics win by what? Drafting, developing, and then making a trade for not a superstar.
A bonehead trade by another team in your conference.
Correct, with the Bucks and then the Drew Holiday all that sort of stuff. But they got Drew Holiday, and that was the missing link, and it worked. That is what you do, and that's what the Warriors are leaning on right now with two of their developed guys, Stephen Curry, Draymond Green, and some other developed guys, Moody, Pajemski,
Kuminga.
Now, Pots. Is that going to be enough? Part of me is why I say this, Goo, and I'm not trying to be
I get it. It's eight games.
I'm not trying to be a wet blanket or anything like this when I say, is this sustainable or anything like that. I know who the number one and number two are on the Celtics and why it worked. It was Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, whatever combination you want. I thought Jaylen Brown, I think he is their best player personally.
There's no doubt.
I think Jason Tatum gets a lot of love, but I think Jaylen Brown, when it's all said and done, is mentally stronger and makes the winning plays when they matter most. But Jamal Murray, Nikola Jokic, you know the one and the two there.
Something's up with Murray, man, in that calf.
Right.
He's not the same, the explosion.
Correct. But just the champions of past, right?
Okay.
When it was the Warriors last time they won, who was it? It was Stephen Curry
and Wiggins.
Andrew Wiggins. I don't think
it's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Their second best player right now can be a guy off the bench in Buddy Hield. Wiggins has looked good. He's looked good at times. He's also looked like Wiggins, where his stat line's like, 15 points. And the defense is there. Like, can Draymond Green be your second best player if this team's going to win a championship? Like, again, championship is so damn far away, but that's the one question I have. As this season goes on, who's going to separate themselves and be the bona fide number two with the Golden State Warriors? Because I know Steph is Steph. Who's going to take that next step and be that guy? I've seen Andrew Wiggins do it in the past, but that was a stretch. Is that, can he get to that point again? Can Buddy Hield be that guy? But can he be the guy off the bench? Draymond Green, I don't think he scores enough consistently to be that number
two. But he's looking to do it more now, more so now than ever.
Great. That's more so, but that's still averaging averaging 9 points.
You got me excited. Right? But Spadoni is not a baseball lineup. And those questions I had, and Steiny and I batted it around about 1 and 1A, but all of a sudden, it's not even about the 1A or the 2. It's about, you're going to laugh at this and tell me to put the Bloody Mary down. Can you do it by committee? Like, Andrew Wiggins is showing me mentally, he looks like he's so invested like he was in 2022. You cannot, and I said this the other day to Evan, you cannot fake defense. Whatever Jerry Stackhouse, Ron Adams, and the Warrior players themselves have collectively bought into, watch it, but they are suffocating. The ball pressure is real. So you look at me through 8 games, I'm like, man, please wake me up. But this is something, if they can keep this up, I'm Mr. Trade Guy. I wouldn't even want to mess with this. That's how crazy and drunk I am off of what I'm seeing right now. But Spadoni, I'm telling you, man, I didn't see this coming, and I'm just going to savor and enjoy what it is, because I know I sound like a broken record. 2022, they started off 9-1 and 18-2. I'm just saying, what if they, do you think Steph liked not being in the offs? And Dre knowing that we didn't make the offs because I wasn't available for 25 games. I'm just saying, keep the game close. Wiggins, you play. Kuminga, you pop on nights. We saw the switcheroo with TJD and Looney when Looney got the 2-point back. My point is, keep it close and let the chef bring it home.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. That's just my question to Dub Nation right now. Is this sustainable, what they are doing? Because right now you got belief that this team can make a run in the playoffs. I will say this.
The playoffs, but I can't I understand.
But this is what I'm saying right now. I give them that because I'm ready to say 9 games into the season, which is just wild because, you know, given what they've been the last 2 seasons, this is a playoff team.
Okay.
Like, this is not a play-in team.
Okay.
The way they are playing right now.
No.
This is the way they beat the Celtics, and I get it. The Celtics didn't have Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
They didn't have Kristaps Porzingis. But whatever. That brand of basketball traveled to the defending champions, and they still got Derek White. They still got Jason Tatum.
Wow, you preaching.
Peyton Pritchard's been balling off the bench for them. They still got players. Al Horford's still there. And they won that game after getting punched in the mouth early. They punched back, then got punched back again, and ultimately made the killing blow there late in Boston with Buddy Hield making that three. So I do think they are a playoff team. I am giving them that right now. Just the next question I have for this iteration, and I'm not trying to be a wet blanket, just can this be sustainable if you don't have a bona fide number two? Because the list of the championship teams, and don't get it twisted, the standard is always championship in Golden State, whether it's Joe Lacob, whether it's Mike Dunleavy, Steve Kerr. That is the standard. So when you have questions like that, who's going to be the number two? Naturally, if you're Brian Windhorst, naturally, if you're Jason Timpf of the Volume Network, who joined you guys yesterday, I'm going to play his sound, you start to wonder, hey, Steph needs someone else. He needs a Robin to his Batman, right? He needs a Flash to his Superman.
He
needs someone there. So Jason Timpf, who joined you guys yesterday on if the
JT.
Warriors should make a trade, this is what he had to say, courtesy of the River Islands guest line.
Frankly, I think they should. I think, like, when you have such a high floor, and I know that there's a a little bit of a civil war with Warriors fans with this sort of thing, where some of them are like, no, don't tweet this, don't mess with it. And I understand that, especially when you look at the record, right? Like, it's, you don't want to fix something that isn't broke. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, I saw a tweet this morning from a Celtics fan saying something like, oh, we were down two All-Stars last night. And I'm like, yeah, Steph doesn't have an All-Star playing alongside him. Like, there is a top-end firepower deficit that is the only weakness on this roster. You also have a realistic 13-man rotation. I think it would be somewhat irresponsible to have this type of depth and to have this type of asset trove and to have this type of player in Steph Curry with this type of timeline and to just be like, oh, but we have great chemistry. We'll just run it through. It's like eventually you're going to need somebody next to Steph that is a dependable, reliable 20-plus point-per-game scorer, preferably in the front court, maybe even another bigger body to have for some of the bigger front lines. Like, that's how I just look at it from the standpoint of needing to win four playoff rounds.
That's what I'm getting at, too. And again, it's so damn early in the season. I'm not going to be this wet blanket and poo-poo what the Warriors have been doing. But the sustainability factor just has to come into question at some point. But you're riding the hot hand right now. You're riding the wave. And the last couple seasons has just been so depressing in the regular season that this has been a breath of fresh air early on in getting out to this hot start.
No doubt. But listen, and JT was a great guest. Evan booked him. I'll just tell you this, Bodoni. I'll say this. JT's not wrong, but I feel like if you were talking about the Durant championships, you're right. There was a Batman and Robin or Batman and Superman. But in 2022, Wiggins was it. So there was no Durant. There was no what guys are telling us to the Warriors need. Wiggins was suffice. So if somehow he can get back to that, and let's just say that alters on a nightly basis if Kuminga steps up his game or Buddy keeps it going. Now, again, I'm Mr. Sometime, you know, prisoner of the moment. I'm doing life. I got to tell you, Spadoni, if somehow they lose 8-10 and we start seeing teams that figured them out and they don't got enough size or whatnot, then I'll personally revisit, like, okay, it's obvious they need to make a move. But what I'm letting you know and what I want to tell Tim, in 2022, Wiggins was that guy. That's all. Spadoni, who are we without? Otto Porter Jr. Okay, I get it. And he was a big part. Bielitsa and Iggy. But come on, man. Like, that's what has me excited that I'm leaning towards, and it's early, not 10 games, that what you think they need, Spadoni, they didn't have in 2022. They had an invested, active Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah, but he's Mr. Inconsistent. I can't count on that guy again. I think he caught lightning in a bottle there.
But how about this year for him? I know he's missed a game or two, but he's been bought in.
He's been solid. He's been good. Yeah. I know the scoring wasn't there last game, and he smoked a layup.
JT? No, he did smoke a layup. I think his knee went out.
He played great defense there, and Jason Tatum still ended up shooting 50% and got his 30. But you made him work for it and stuff like that. But Andrew Wiggins, I can't count on him to be that guy yet. Just like we're talking about Draymond Green and being fully bought into what he's doing as a person on the court. It's day by day. Same with Andrew Wiggins. Again, he could have a great game tonight and then just totally just not show up against the Thunder.
That's fair. But it doesn't change the standings. And fan is short for fanatic. You know that. Why not just enjoy what it is, because we're all going to eventually find out, right? That's the beautiful component of a season. But right now, I don't think anybody in Dub Nation coming off a season in summer where there was no playoffs should feel like dirty about being excited possibilities.
Yeah, be excited. I'm not telling you not to be excited.
I know you're not, but that's where I'm at.
Again, I'm not Captain Sunshine and Rainbows all the time kind of radio, because we do that, it's just not gonna rate well. It can't be happy, positive, 100% all
sunshine
the time.
It just rainbows? Can't
be. And Rainbow. Okay. Not Rambo. Okay. Are you talking about Sylvester Stallone?
No,
is that your
Rainbow.
Boy? Oh, Rainbow. Yeah.
But Rambo. Oh, he was bad.
Oh, come on. Let's go. Sly Stallone, baby. I'll give you a two for that one. That one sounded like you needed to go to the hospital right there. I don't know what that was. 888-957-9570. Is this sustainable for the Golden State Warriors is all I'm going to say. And if it is, are you going to make a trade? Do you want to make a splashy trade? Like this whole Giannis thing right now, like do you want to plug Giannis right into Steph? Listen, It sounds sexy. You got the Greek freak. You got the chef. To the other, you're going to make chicken pitas. I don't know what you're going to make. Some tzatziki sauce, right? You're going to be doing something. I can go for some Greek food right now. I can go for some lamb. That sounds delicious.
Greek food. Give me, like, I've had lamb. That's Greek food.
Yeah.
Okay, but give me something else.
Like a Greek salad?
Let's go get Greek food. Give me something.
What do they got, like chicken souvlaki or something like that? I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly. We got to get the girl.
Give me your chicken dish.
Where's our girl, Elena Mitsorkis?
Happy birthday to her yesterday.
Is it her birthday? Yeah. Oh, happy birthday. Hey, happy birthday to the boss, by the way, too. I saw you guys brought in cookies. Right? Is that what you guys
did? I tried to do more, but we brought in cookies.
And there's no leftover, obviously. You guys ate all those. You're supposed to leave some
snooze,
for the
guest. Snooze, you lose, bud.
Well, no, the 5 a.m. shift just
Dude
gets hosed.
Didn't like
every,
any,
I get hosed every morning. There's nothing ever
he
like salmon.
He had eight people outside. He ain't listening. He had eight people outside his office. He's on the phone. People got to go to their lives, waiting to sing happy birthday. And he's in there on a call. I just wanted to go grab the phone and hang it up. Like, dude, we got to get out of here. No, we're waiting to say happy birthday.
I'm just like Matt, by the way. I will go through my entire day without acknowledging it was my birthday. I'm not a birthday guy.
As a kid? You only get one of them.
I mean, I got
some. Some don't even get it. Come on.
You'd think I would be a big birthday guy because I have nine siblings. So you'd think like, wow, this is my one day out of the year. So
that
I'm really excited.
Weird.
But you know, it's never. I don't like being the center of attention.
It's
like
your
that.
Day.
Every day is my day because I focus on myself.
And then you go to other people's birthday parties and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Celebrate your own, though.
Yeah.
Think about it.
We'll see.
We got a dibs text.
Oh, what the dippers say. 888-957-9570.
Give me what's up. What do you think? He probably said something about Greek food.
Well, hey, no, shout out Dibs. He's, I saw him do the ice bucket challenge or whatever.
Hey, I was supposed to. I didn't want to mess up the hair.
Oh, was that the real?
Nobody,
that was it?
Nobody knew.
Wear a cap. Wear a cap.
So did he. Dibs did. He had a cap on.
There you go. Shout out. We're going to go to Joe here in the 818 before
chicken
the break.
Chicken shawarma is what he's saying.
Shawarma. There you go.
Shawarma.
Yeah.
Oh,
there you go. That's, yeah, the Mediterranean. No, it's all right. That's very popular in like vendors over in New York City.
Okay.
I'm sure we can find some good Greek food or Mediterranean food here at San Francisco. 888-957-9570. Before we hit the break here, Goo, let's go out to Joe. He's in the 818. What's going on, Joe?
Joe.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Excited.
I wanted to chime in on the if they can sustain their type of defense right now. And I think that's great that you guys were talking about that. And I wanted to tie it to something if I can. They're doing that with a full rotation, a full roster, that kind of pressure. If we go down at the end of the year going into the playoffs and they go down to eight people, you guys really think they're going to be able to keep up that kind of pressure on the other team?
Wow.
I don't.
That's
so
interesting.
Think about that.
What do you, real quick, Joe, like, what do you mean? What pressure? Like on defensively? Like you don't,
they'll tire if they're not playing a lot more people.
The pressing defense that they're doing now on ball defense. They're getting that because they're playing a lot of guys, and so a guy can just really run himself into the ground for 15, 20 minutes. He can give the team everything they have, and then somebody else comes in and does the same thing. So, I'm kind of concerned as they go on through the season, if they decide toward the end of the year to go down to eight, I don't know if they can, like I said, I don't know if they're going to get that kind of defense early. Mm,
I got you.
And I can add, if I may, I'm in the group of people that doesn't want to trade young players and draft picks to get some guy that might or might not be the answer, because once you're going to give up so much that you're not going to have that young talent that right now seems to be gelling and really working together really nicely.
Thank you. That's Joe in the 818-888-957-9570. Do you agree with them? How sustainable is this? We're not talking playoffs just yet, although I do think this team should be upgraded to out of the play-ins, and they should be viewed as a playoff team. Yeah. Are you there yet? 888-957-9570. We'll ask Tim Roy at 1 o'clock, voice of your Golden State Warriors, right here on 95.7 The Game. He'll be on call tonight in Cleveland as the Golden State Warriors, who are, dare I say, best in the West right now, are heading to the best in the East.
Hey, Cleveland's undefeated.
They're undefeated. They haven't lost. Are the Warriors going to hand them their first loss? That tip-off is today at 4:30. Tim Roy on the call, 3:30. Warriors live with Willard and Dibbs.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.